You can see my folder up here in the front of the podium is what's in the manila envelope is research and the original document of the original zoning ordinance. And what I have on top is about a half inch thick is drafts 1 through 5 that have all taken place in the last couple weeks. Again, what you have, I believe you all have a copy before you, right?
Yes, sir, we do. We've got a bundle of them.
In short, the ordinance as it exists has been somewhat confusing for a lot of people in that you have to go to, for example, it's AR district, you got to go to the AR section. The AR section refers to the sign section. The sign section might refer back to another district. It gets a little confusing. So what we tried to do is put this back into a sign section total. If you go to, so the first pages 1 through 6 being sections 1 through 13 of the proposed ordinance amendments basically takes whatever's in each of the zoning categories. For example, the first page makes reference to AR1 and then takes that information, proposes to delete it, and then place it in a sign ordinance specifically referencing AR in the sign ordinance. And it basically would say that in the AR section of the code that see Article 21, Section 115-159-1A for signs permitted in the AR, AR2 districts and other regulations relating to signs. It basically refers to the sign section. Makes it easier for, and with most of the questions we get are sign people that are dealing with the signs. They're right in front of them. And they, so basically the same way as the staff. The staff can go to one section. Right. Once they know what zoning is and know what's permitted right there.
So you haven't changed anything, you just put it in different sections, is what you're saying?
No. Putting it all in one section.
Putting it all in one section of code, right. One article.
So you're not confused.
Okay, then there's also changes. Once you move it, we've changed.
Right, then there's changes as you get in the back.
Okay.
So what we then, pages 1 through 6 being section 1 through section 13 of the proposed ordinance are for the purpose of deletion, and then in lieu thereof, that statement I just read in reference to the AR. So it happens they are MR, GR, HR, right on through the ordinance and all the way to the heavy industrial district. So the first 6 pages, you're going to see in lieu thereof, it's making that statement. Pages 6 through 12, the middle 6 being referenced as section 14, pretty much in the middle, is the sign section as it exists. Again, being put in brackets and being eliminated in its entirety so that we can replace it with a new sign ordinance, which would be Article 21 of the code. The one, and in so doing, in creating the new ordinance, would be pages 14 through 21. Everything's underlined. Thereby creates a new sign ordinance and incorporates references to more definitions, for example, electronic message displays, adds references to all the zoning districts, the permitted signs, the prohibited signs, the lighting, the construction, all referenced with some minor amendments. If you go into the definitions, you're going to see that the reference to flashing signs has been eliminated. Not just in writing. If you get into the code under the new proposed ordinance, it still references not being permitted. There also the reference to scrolling left or right and or flashing messages shall be permitted would be the new verbiage. If you so approve that ordinance.
Say that again then, what you just said.
Pardon?
What'd you just say?
I said flashing sign references will be eliminated because they come up in another section in the amended version. And the new code will reference that scrolling left or right and or flashing messages shall not be permitted.
Okay. So static images.
Yeah, what I'm saying is scrolling left or right. You wouldn't see a sign going across.
Move.
forever in a big sentence.
So you'd have to read the whole thing as you're driving by.
Right, so people slow down and cause tail enders.
Right. There are safety problems. I understand. Flashing, right? No flashing at all.
No flashing.
No movement.
Let's say no movement, says no flashing.
Okay. Who's going to determine? Okay.
No, it'll be fine.
17 and 18.
So you go to page 13. In the center of 13, there's a definition of electronic message displays. This is what's permitted by the state and most of the states in the United States. And it's similar.
43 states.
I wasn't sure what the number, 43?
43 states.
Okay. It makes reference to the definition of an electronic message display and then defines the different, how an image would dissolve, fade. It also references frame and frame effects, the scrolling, transition, and travel.
Where is, as Mr. Rogers was trying to explain to me one day about seconds of something was
eight,
on there.
8 seconds real time.
Where is that?
It's in there.
Is that in here?
17 yes. and 18.
It's on page 7 and 18. I'm just trying to give you the highlights of what I changed.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
It's in there.
You're jumping ahead again, George.
Let me try to finish. Then ask the question.
I'm just wondering if it was supposed to be here when I see dissolve.
He'll get to it. Just sit there and chill for a second.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I know you don't have any questions.
Just listen.
Page 18, George, set number 4 at the bottom.
That Lawrence,
that's all right. We'll get to it. No, I'm just.
Shh. Lawrence, you got the floor.
Then we got into on page 15.
Thank you.
Just trying to give you the highlights.
Not allowed to ask questions, I guess.
Yeah.
Under F, we found that a subdivision sign had to be set back 20 feet further than an on-premise sign for a business. So it seemed appropriate that we change the setback based on certain square footage for a subdivision sign to 5 feet for 32 square feet or less and 25 feet for 32 square feet or larger, or to 75 square feet. Because that was the maximum allowed for the size of a sign for a subdivision.
And what page is that again?
That's on page 15 in the middle, under F.
F frame. Yep.
Okay.
On page 16.
Do we want to ask questions as we go page to page, Mr. President, or do you want to wait?
Just make a check.
It'd probably be easier to just finish because it's not very much more.
Go ahead.
On page 16, we deleted a section that made reference to directional signs because the state says they're in violation anyway. We deleted it.
Even when they're out there? Directional?
If the state wants to put up the Cedar Rodney sign that gives you an error to a project somewhere down the next road, that's fine, but they don't allow them. We've
issued, pick them up.
Years ago, we issued permits and charged them $750 for a sign for a directional, which is limited on size. They're small, but the state would pull them. So the best thing we could do was take them out.
A directional,
that way people couldn't say they were permitted.
You're talking about some business's directional sign or a open house type directional signs?
If it's basically a business, a permanent directional sign.
Permanent directional signs, right, are not permitted.
Nope.
Never have been.
Never have been.
Okay.
According to the state.
All right.
By the county, they were, but they weren't by the state.
Okay. Now we're in compliance.
Sir.
Okay.
You're talking about the state. How do they justify? I just noticed recently where the state's been putting up signs, and I'll be specific. They got signs on 13. It's about probably 3 by maybe 30 inches by 30 inches, and it says Royal Farms.
Thank you, Royal Farms.
Thank you, Royal
Farms.
It's 3 feet by 6 feet. A few years ago, the state had you call your legislature and dot the highway for your family member in memory of John Jones, and you were supposed to clean that mile of highway.
Right.
Nobody ever cleaned a mile of highway.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. Well, most of them, 99% of them didn't. So the state introduced another program, which is going across the nation, is a business can apply to the state to adopt a mile of highway, and you pay like $750 to have the sign made to the state. They make it, and then you pay X number of dollars. I think it's like $2,000 a year or more, and they have a company come in and clean the highway.
Prisoners.
So you sponsor that mile of highway, and you pay for it, but what you do is get your name up on a sign. That's all through the state now. They're doing away with the other program.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'd adopt a highway about 2 miles, and we clean it quite a few times each summer.
This right now seems to be on the main.
You don't
highways.
Clean it in the wintertime?
Yeah, if you see junk, I do.
You said only summertime.
I do it all the time.
Well, that's better. Okay.
Yeah, he scrapes it too.
Yeah.
So that's where you see this happening throughout the state on the main highways.
Okay, so you're, they're changing the programs, it's a change.
Well, yeah, they've added that part of it, you pay.
They found out.
You pay for that, and they're paying to get it cleaned out of that money.
Well, that too, I mean, there's, yeah, and there's also, no, I'll wait.
Okay.
I can't ask questions, but Dale's okay, go ahead.
No, I've lost completely.
They get mad at me when I interrupt, but that's okay, go ahead, move along.
On page 16, we reference under B that no off-premise sign shall be permitted.
God almighty.
Technically, they're not permitted, so he made it clear.
I love the playing field here.
On page 17.
Canada deserves that, man.
We've also added under the HR district that no off-premise signs are permitted. That's high-density district. They wouldn't have any off-premise signs. It was a reference originally in the code. The big change was where you raised your question earlier, George. In the B1 district, which is the bottom half of the page 17, 115-159, or 1D, number 4, references one off-premise ground sign per street or road frontage per parcel not to exceed 200 square feet on any side or facing. That 200 has gone up from 150. It continues that electric message displays shall be permitted. Such displays shall be limited to frames with displays, messages, animated graphics, or images, and frame effects that appear or disappear from the display through dissolve, fade, flip, or window shade moves. Window shade move would be like raising your window shade up just up or down as a scroll, would be called a scroll. It's continued that scrolling left or right and or flashing messages shall not be permitted.
George, here's what you want, read.
That's the one that goes across.
No, I don't want any of them.
I know.
No, you keep saying I want this. No. You want this, young man.
Okay.
No, I don't want any of these tacky signs.
Each message on the sign must be displayed for a minimum of 8 seconds. And we even threw in, based on a real second measurement of 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. So somebody could stay there and count through 1,008.
And you'll train the staff to be able to do that?
I hope so.
Okay.
When the message is changed,
have to go to school for that or go away anywhere?
You could be guest lecturer.
Yeah.
Yeah, call you.
Jim, you might need something to do next year. You're good for a retired attorney. And with your background.
When a message is changed, it shall be accomplished in 1 second or less with all moving parts or illumination changing simultaneously and in unison. An invariable message sign shall contain a default design that will freeze the sign in one position if a malfunction occurs or an alternative shutdown.
Where are you reading now?
The very last sentence. The last, number 4 is the probably the biggest thing we changed in the
code. Help him out, Rob.
And then permitted sign locations shall be ground and marquee. And I just picked this up this morning. That should probably include projecting and or wall signs. Same as in the C1 district. But I didn't see it till this morning. But that could be an amendment that could be added after public hearing.
Okay.
But just a type. And again, no off-premise signs are permitted in the B1 district. And on number page 18, the same wording is included under the C1 general commercial district, is what I just read.
Can this, I'm not allowed to do this.
Go ahead, George.
No, Dale's only allowed.
I don't want you to feel slighted.
No, go ahead, George.
Are we done? No, I'm waiting.
I'm almost done.
Let him go.
The next thing that would be a change would be the fees. And they're on the bottom of page 19.
You'll like this.
In the first section.
Wait.
Under B, the construction permit shall be charged at a rate of $1 per square foot, with a minimum charge of $35 per sign for signs larger than 32 square feet. That dollar replaces 50 cents.
It's doubling the fees, George.
The $35 replaces $25.
Hope you guys can afford it.
On number C, the annual fees are proposed to be changed at a rate of 50 cents per square foot, with a minimum charge of $35 per sign for signs larger than 32 square feet. And a one-time fee of $15 will be charged for signs 32 square feet or smaller.
Now, does an inspector go out and check that?
We do our own billing.
Hmm?
It's all done by billing, so we do it right here.
That per year?
Yeah. The annual fees per year.
Fees, right.
The 50 cents.
And now that fee is 25 cents.
The 50 cent fee is replaces 25 cents. The $35 fee for minimum is replaces $25. And the $15 for signs 32 square feet or smaller was originally, is presently $7.50.
And we are collecting from all these signs in this county right now.
We collect.
How good are we at that?
pretty good.
Oh, I just in last year, I gave it to Dave yesterday, it was $7,000 plus for signs right.
For new ones.
Last year.
Okay.
And 30-some thousand dollars for renewals.
And we're pretty. You're getting all those. We collect
those every year.
But
each year it increases because the sign numbers increase.
As long as they got a permit. Anything that's not been permitted, then of course, obviously, you can't.
The only thing that we don't charge a renewal on is a sign 32 square feet or less.
Okay, but when somebody comes in and gets
one fee.
Okay, when somebody comes in and gets a permit to put up a sign, does somebody go out and check and make sure it's got the right setbacks and everything? Do we have guys? Okay.
And the state right. does too.
The state okay. does too. Yeah. And basically, the setbacks for the state and the county are the same.
He just started right. here.
Okay.
So the only thing that is different, the price is basically doubled for the fee, for the minimum fee for larger signs, and the fee for the 32 square feet or less.
Okay. Are you?
And then you go. We realized in writing those fees that
we can't wait to start asking questions.
Section 15 at the bottom of page 21. We had to also amend ordinance number or chapter 62 of the code, which is a fee ordinance. So we had to amend that also to reflect the same. Okay. So and then the other thing on top of page 21, I just forgot, was the sign ordinance that we did back in February for the bandits had 30 days, 150 days, and 180 days, different criteria for each. Well, basically, that's passed.
Right, we don't need that anymore.
And we didn't need it anymore, so we had to amend it to reflect the condition that the director still can cause to be removed the sign, and there's a $25 fine levied for removal if necessary. And I did question staff yesterday and found that we've had two have paid their $25.
And got a sign back?
No.
Oh, get a fine.
They paid a fine.
No, you don't get
squat. So we had two just recently that did pay.
They can go out and down the airport and select wherever they want.
So we are now in the fining period.
We're in the fining period, and they don't get the fine back.
Okay.
I think
the original be. The original was that the first in 150 days you could request your sign back for a return fee of $15.
So we're no longer nobody we're no longer holding those signs.
No, yeah. I think they've now all been destroyed.
Cole, you got more questions?
Go ahead. Yeah, I got a couple here just right off the top of my head, right? Okay. Enforcement on this ordinance. What kind of enforcement are we going to have? Is it going to be complaint driven?
It hasn't necessarily been complaint driven in the past.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. Is there a concern? I'll ask the council. What is your feeling, boys, on the enforcement of the sign ordinance? So guy out there got one flashing. So then guy down the street says, his flashing, I'll do my flashing. Now our inspectors typically ride by, you know, sometimes they see minor violations.
They must be out there beating the bush, George, because they busted the church.
Well, my question to you is very simple. Is this going to be a complaint-driven enforcement on this ordinance?
Aren't a lot of things that way, Mr. Cole? Yeah.
I'm asking about this one now.
No,
I know that.
It shouldn't be, but isn't that the way a lot of things work, really?
Right, but should it work? Right. I can see it in some areas, Dale. I can see maybe complaint driven in some other. Now, something like this, how many people are going to know the sign ordinance
or things
like that? I'm just curious.
I think it would be very helpful if you had some public information outreach on the fact that if this gets adopted.
Well, that's why we have the problem today, guys, with all these illegal signs, because the guy down the street sees one, the guy gets one, he gets one, he keeps going, and nobody knows what's legal and what's
something
legal.
In the media.
So our inspectors do.
Put it in the media, put it on the website, let them know that there's changes.
Jim, you're dodging the bullet. I want to know from this council, before these three leave, because it's been complaint-driven on everything, now, should this ordinance be complaint-driven?
Now, I think you ought to be responsible for your own councilmatic district, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, we want you to go ahead.
Is that how we do ordinances, Mr. Dukes? I'm glad to find that after your 20-some years here, that's how you've addressed this issue. Good Lord, boy.
I'm just trying to get you upset.
You don't get me.
The flashing signs issue has not been complaint-driven. Staff has been sent out repeatedly to make sure that any sign they see flashing,
right.
they get.
Will you all think about this? Because I may bring this up again, because I think our staff needs to know and a public needs to know, because signs are a sore spot in this county. You can see what happened with the bandit signs, where a lot of people didn't like them. And billboards and some of the stuff. I mean, right down my way, we've just had. Here's another problem I have now.
Stick to the subject.
I am. I'm still on billboards and signs.
Okay.
My consensus is I got no consensus out of the council, right?
Tell us to think about it. Make up your mind.
No, I'm just asking. Is there any?
You want me to say yes? Then what can I mean? I say yeah. I don't be enforced.
Okay.
I'm not going to be here to enforce it.
No, no. I know. No, we're not supposed to enforce it, Dale. Our staff is. I'm just wondering.
They do now.
When they have violated the church, I can certainly see our staff is out there doing their job already.
I can't believe you're having such trouble with this. Is this going to be complaint driven or not? That's all the question
is.
What do you think?
It is being done already.
No, I'm asking you, what do you think as a council? They get direction from the council.
The staff is doing it.
Oh my God! Thank you very much. I can't get a straight answer.
The only answer you can get from the staff or council is yes or no, because we do get complaints.
I know.
But sometimes the complaint comes in before we see it.
Okay, what else?
How much trouble would it be to send a letter about the digital signs? You have a record of all those who have got permits for digital signs?
They don't have permits for digital signs. They're all in violation. They've all been violated. To the best of my knowledge, they've all been violated.
All we're doing now is making them all legal.
That's why you need a public
information. Now we're putting restrictions on them.
All right.
But after this is passed, are they going to have to come in and get a permit for that digital sign?
Nothing happened to them.
Yeah,
they will.
Okay.
They're all illegal and nothing's happened to them.
Mr. Cole, do you have any other questions?
Yes, I do.
What's your question?
Well, you just jumped in. I was giving you the opportunity.
Go ahead. I'm giving you the opportunity because I'm
going to get another turn. You're going to get another turn then?
Can I introduce this ordinance?
No, hang on a minute.
I introduce it. Go.
That's fine. I'm still asking questions. It's fine.
If he introduces,
I still got questions.
Once it's introduced, so questions should wait till the public.
I still got a
question. Wait till the public hearing. You're beating a dead horse, George.
Beating a dead horse? No, I want to know this.
We got a public hearing. Let's hear what that.
Is that a whack, Mr.
Can I have the floor? I was trying to ask a question. Can I ask a question?
It's been introduced.
I don't care. So does that matter?
It does matter. Legally, it matters.
Somebody could say that we're now into a public.
All right. That's great.
Thank you, Lawrence.
That's great.
I think I might thank Vance.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay. We do have awesome. on the. Do you want?